let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. In Knowledge of the Hour by Tarati, he says it's time to bring you out of faith confusion. His book is coming to challenge those who continue to think that God does not care about names of days, months, and the calendar. After you read this book, something positive will start to influence your mindset. Tarati shares some very interesting and insightful information that makes you truly consider everything in your life. The dates and times in life are most valuable. He explains why it has such a major importance. The secret, he says, is discovering just what the names of days and months mean. We find out that not only have we been taught to follow date and time, but we've been worshiping paganistic beliefs without knowing it. Tarati, author of Knowledge of the Hour, is our guest on This Week in America. Welcome to the program, sir. It's great to have you with us. Really looking forward to this.
Thank you so much. Exciting.
It is. And boy, there is so much I just said there, and that's just really not even the tip of the iceberg of what we're going to talk about in the program today. Let's start with the inspiration for writing this book. Where did the basis for Knowledge of the Hour begin for you?
The Knowledge of the Hour began with an inspiration from God. So it's only that I was moved by the Spirit of God, but also I was reminded that, yes, in my life, one day in the refugee camp where I lived for 8 years, I had a visitation, not only myself, but with a number of youth that we used to pray together. An angel of God appeared to us, and that angel stayed with us for 1,187 days. 1,187
wow.
days. So when we met with the angel, the first things that surprised us was the counting of the year. We was in 2007, but the angel pointed it to be in 2042. So that was the first thing that, of course, touched our hearts deeply, and we had a lot of questions. So when we came here, we was very far from bringing this light to the people because there's so much to do. We have to work. We have to feed our families. But again, the Spirit of God reminded me that, yes, I shouldn't stay quiet. I have to bring this to the public. And that's the reason why we wrote Knowledge of the Hour. That to share the truth with everybody.
And you do that so well in the book. The book is Knowledge of the Hour by Tarati. That's T-O-R-A-T-I. You'll find the book at Amazon, the usual places. We'll give you that throughout the program. And you can link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. So much to talk about, and we're going to jump into the context of the book here in just a second. But give me a little more information about you. You talked about time in the refugee camp. Are there things out there that people probably don't know about you that maybe we should, because you really bring this this inspired message to us?
Yes, that is true. First of all, I am a human being. I'm not an alien. I'm a human being. And my true name is Floribert Mubalama. Tarati is the name that God called me, the name of the ministry inside of me. And I was born in DRC, the Congo, Democratic Republic of Congo. I'm a child of a father, who a late father for today, who is Francois Hengwa, and a mother called Elizabeth. I'm married to Veronica and have children, Maria, Malaika, Melchizedek, Mosei, for now, I'm expecting to have more children.
Well, congratulations on the family you have, and it's exciting. I see in the smile of your face in talking about that, you enjoy your role of being a father and having children, don't you?
Sure, of course. And what people don't know about me, those who are around me, they don't know that I'm a messenger of God. God shared his word with me and gave me a task to bring it to his people, to tell them how much God loves them and that he has great plans for them. So we have been commended. We have been commended by God, of course, to bring people out of faith confusion by sharing the true knowledge.
And we'll get into that as you do in the book, and the book is so powerful and will be life-changing, Knowledge of the Hour by Torati, T-O-R-A-T-I. Tell me a little bit of information about the book. I just touched the surface there in the introduction. Talk about our confusion and what the message is, and to get us back on the right track.
Here, this is the most, the reason why I'm here today is just to give you the context of this book. So first of all, in this book, Knowledge of the Hour by Torati, you will find so many secrets, but those secrets are bringing to you in two different forms. So the first one is how the 10 kings that are revealed in Apocalypse, in Revelation, how those 10 kings joined forces with Satan or colluded with Satan to pervert, I can say just to distort the glory of God, to take away the glory of God on earth. Because even the time of apostles, apostles were very concerned about different groups of the followers of Christ. When they were leaving a place, that place had been infiltrated by other doctrines. They were very concerned by that time. So when all the apostles were killed, now it was a good time for the enemy to come back with his plan and infiltrated the church in a way that scientifically, politically, even spiritually, nobody in our generation would know or will discover. They did it, and they carry on their plans, and they accomplished it. The second secret, which is in this Bible, in this book, Knowledge of the Hour, is that the Almighty God has revealed to us all the hidden things that those 10 kings led by Constantino the Great of Rome have done in the darkness, at night, midnight precisely. For 4 years, they did whatever they did, and they changed everything that was supposed to be the faith or the way of Jesus or the spiritual fundamentals that today we should be in. So everything has been taken away from us, that the truth, and that's what the secret that is in this book. And one of the elements you'll see in the book, we are emphasizing on time. So time to be the second element of the glory of God, because everything that God did, he did it in a time. So if the enemy would step on the time, he knew what time meant. And that's why God saw that for all these years, nobody have discovered that time and the names of the months, the names of the week, or the names of the days have been replaced by the names of idols, the name of Satan. God urged her to come and to warn the people that, yes, there is something we can do to change this. And in the book, you will see the revelation about the true name that Adam, when he was created by God, he gave to each day of the week and each month of the year. So those are the greatest truths that are in this book.
The book is Knowledge of the Hour by Torati, T-O-R-A-T-I. Book at Amazon. Go to our website, you can link on and get direct information on the book. The book is so well researched and receiving excellent reviews for the meticulous research and preparation you put into this book. What did you learn from writing the book, Knowledge of the Hour?
I learned a lot. I learned a lot while writing the book. The first thing that I learned the truth. I saw my eyes opened. I was seeing everything around me differently. And I couldn't believe that, yes, we have prophets, we have pastors, we have so many churches today in the world, but yet nobody, no one has discovered that we are in darkness. No one has discovered that the glory of God is no longer on earth. So when I see prophets prophesizing and their prophecies are coming wrong, I understand that, yes, they have just a piece of it, but they don't have the all glory of God in them. Themselves, they don't understand, and they are in confusion. And that's why we're seeing a church that was supposed to be unified by the word of God, they are being divided by the same word of God. So I ask myself, what happened? And the book is yet to tell me the truth about what has happened. The word of God is the lamp in our life. But yet, the word of God is bringing many people in darkness. Is it the fault to the word of God or the fault to the servant of God? So it is our responsibility now to begin to see those places that the enemy have set his trap and remove those traps so we can bring the children of God where God wants them to be.
The title of the book, Knowledge of the Hour, talk about what the title means, because there's a whole lot of important information in those four words.
This is the time the Lord has planned for every human being to know what was hidden from them. The Bible is clear about this time. The Bible is clear about this time that the Spirit of God will come upon us and reveal to us every single thing that was hidden, that was done in the darkness. If the Emperor of Rome, Constantino the Great, Augusto, have gathered the 10 kings mentioned in the Apocalypse, Revelation 17, and with them, they distort the calendar. They change the names of the days and the names of the months. And they've done a lot of things on top of that. And nobody knew about it. So now and today, with this title, God is reminding all the prophets, all the pastors, all the imams, that the time has come, yes, to know the truth. The time of the knowledge, the time prophesied.
Time is going by so quickly, and the book is Knowledge of the Hour. It's such an important book. What do you want the readers to remember after reading the book, the main takeaway? What do you hope we take away from reading Knowledge of the Hour?
From reading Knowledge of the Hour, first of all, I'm inviting you to read it from the beginning to the end. Once you read it from the beginning to the end, you'll begin to question your faith. You'll begin to challenge your pastor, to challenge your prophet, to challenge your church. And then you will reach out to God through prayers and ask God, is this message really coming from you? So I want the readers to pray, to open their eye understanding, and to be patient, and to know that every time you call Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, those names, they are the names of Satan. They are the names of idols. You are invoking, you are calling evil spirits to control, to take over your life. Every single time you say January, February, March, and all the names of the month, you are invoking the spirit. So a name is something very, very important in our lives. And even if somebody is hidden in his bedroom, and I call his name, he will always know that somebody's calling me. So if those names are not the names that God or Adam named the days and the months, and it has been a plan of Satan to put those names in place so that whenever we call them, we invoke him in our lives, it means instead of invoking the glory of God, we are invoking Satan. And that's why I'm calling the readers to know that after reading this book, you will understand that we are all in darkness and it's time to seek for light.
The book is Knowledge of the Hour by Turati. A couple minutes left in the program. So many questions and thoughts going through my mind. From a writing standpoint, where do you get the greatest ideas for writing? You mentioned, you know, a messenger, and this was an inspired message, an inspired book that you wrote. Where do you get your greatest ideas?
First of all, the greatest ideas for writing this book came from the Holy Spirit inside of me, telling me what to write. And other times, I told you that I had a visitation from heaven. The angels of God visited me, my brothers, my sisters, and everybody, we were praying together. So there are words. In 1,187 days, we learned a lot. That was almost a university where we went to learn the truth. So when I was writing this book, the Holy Spirit was opening my soul to receive the souls and the spirits of the great Bible writers. Those servants of God who wrote the Bible visited my heart and was confirming every single word and correcting every single word I was writing in the Knowledge of the Hour. I also had a visitation of different souls of the kings who ruled under the decree of God. So my inspiration for this book is not just coming from me as a human being. It's coming from God alone.
A minute or so left at the end of the program. Is there a favorite part of the book, a part that in all of it is important, needs to be read from start to finish, and you lay out everything so well in the book, but is there a favorite part of the book that you have?
There is a favorite part indeed. When you go to the chapter 7, you will see the title saying, these are the names that Adam gave to each and every day as he was naming those days. So be surprised that, yes, Adam, who has the greatest wisdom, was naming every single thing that God brought to him. So how come Adam would have named animals, trees, and the skies and everything, but forgetting to name the most important element of the glory of God, which was the time, the day, the name of the days, the name of the months? You will find out that there is a specific account given to each year, each day, and each hour that we are counting wrongly today. So when you discover the truth around the names and the time, the season, and the space, you'll begin to realize that, yes, we have been in darkness for so long indeed.
As I said in the beginning, after you read this book, something positive will start to influence your mindset. It's time to bring you out of faith, confusion, and karate. Tarati does that on the program. That's T-R-O-A-T-I. The book is Knowledge of the Hour. I mentioned Amazon. The book's available, I'm sure, wherever books are sold. What's the best place to buy the book?
Yes, Amazon is a good place.
Okay, that's the best place. And we'll have a link for that, by the way, on our website. So if you go to thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly to Tarati's book and order the book there as well. It's been a pleasure having you on the program. The time has gone by too quickly. We've touched the surface, but that's why you wrote the book. And we direct people to Amazon to get more information. Thank you for being with us on the program and sharing this very important message with us. Thank you.
Thank you. I have one last more topic thing to say.
Yes, please.
My last word is an invitation. It's an invitation to all of you that for 1,187 days, we were with the Spirit of God, the angels of God with us. People should question themselves, what was those angels doing with you? So I'm inviting you because it is time now to tell the world the truth. There is 5 books called the Clarifications that we are drafting right now that the Lord gave to us so we can bring them to you. And the Lord told us that he has elected so many people already. And those people have been assigned the work to do this, what we are doing today. But they didn't do it for fear of persecution, for fear of their neighbors, for fear of their pastors and their prophets, their parents, and everybody. But it is time that God has chosen other people to do it today. So we cannot accomplish this work without your support. I'm inviting you to write a check or to send your contribution so we can publish the 5 remaining books that the Lord has given us for the world. Thank you.
And thank you so much for being with us and sharing that message. And we'll have all of the information on our website. Tarati has been our guest, T-R-O-A-T-I. The book is Knowledge of the Hour. Thank you again for being with us. And thank you, everybody, for listening to the program. You'll find all the information, again, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.